Hi everyone, this is Donna Fox and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom. This is the show where we talk about the Akashic Records. We talk about how the Akashic Records can help your life. We take your phone calls with your questions. And every now and then we have a wonderful guest on our program, and tonight is one of those wonderful nights. Lori Rayon has been on our show a few other times. We love having her. She's what I like to consider a very good friend of mine, and she's also a student of the Akashic Records, and so we're very happy about that. And so tonight, we're going to be taking your questions, because also Lori is an animal, a communicator extraordinaire. She does boat trips with dolphins to watch the dolphins and the whales, and I've been on one of them, and I've got to tell you, it was a fabulous experience. And she also does other things. So we're going to talk to Lori, and what I'm so excited about is that on April 28th, I'll be doing a lecture in San Diego, which is where Lori is residing. Actually, she lives in Carlsbad, so I'll be speaking in Oceanside. And we're also going to be doing a workshop, and Lori is bringing me in for that. This is about the third workshop that I think that I've done in California, in San Diego, because of Lori. So I'm real excited. So Lori Rayon, thank you and welcome to our show.
Well, it's great to be on the show again, Donna. I've been looking forward to it, and so has Pooda.
Yes, we've got to talk about Pooda. You know, so why don't you tell our listeners who Pooda is?
Well, Pooda is a great master that's currently residing an aspect of herself in a female cat's body. That she lives with me, and she's been with me in several different incarnations, and she's been my teacher and my touchstone, and she's been the one that's guided me on this journey to understand telepathy and healing so that I could become an animal communicator and be more in service to so many others that are seeking this path as well, you know, and seeking to talk to their beautiful animal companions.
Now, does she help you communicate with the animals of your clients?
Yes, she does. She does. She's always with me. We have, I guess, what you'd call a soul weave. You know, we're pretty much linked in after this much time together where
sure. We
always hear each other. And we have regular 3D conversations. Sometimes I talk out loud just because I like to talk out loud, and she talks, of course, telepathically. And
Yeah. Sometimes
we just talk in our minds, but we're always connected, and she's actually the most loving being I think I've ever met. She's kind of like an angelic, you know, and most animals are. They just radiate their love and light, and when they have the opportunity to use that love and light to assist someone else, they just jump at the chance. So she's a very happy cat in the sense that she doesn't really do a whole lot of things like other cats do. I mean, she has the opportunity to go out and play and climb trees and run and hunt and have that part of her life, but that's just a small part of her life. Most every day or every other day, she goes with me in the car to a class or a workshop or to someone's home where she gets to use her other abilities. You know? In fact, we're just actually in the car right now. We're coming from teaching a level 2 animal communication in a neighboring town, and she's been looking forward to it all day, and she sits in the chair like a human does, or, you know, she comes around, and she doesn't, you know, have any fear of crowds or gatherings, conferences. She goes to quite a few conferences, but she chooses
and there was, like, I guess what some people might be worried about is that she would run away from you, but she hangs real close, right?
Well, pretty much. Today we got to where we were going a little bit early, and we were meeting a client that we were going to work together, that we live a distance apart. So we just decided if the library wasn't open yet, and it wasn't when we got there, we would just sit in the car and talk together, because this is a person who likes to talk in the physical as opposed to on the phone, you know.
Okay.
And so when I got there, I let Pooda out of the car so that she could just kind of walk around the parking lot. Nobody was there but us, and there was a 2-story building, so she went up the stairs and went across the balcony and jumped up on the balcony and meowed at me, "See me up here?" And I go, "Hi, I see you up there. I'm getting the class notes ready." And by the time our client, Laurel, got there, pulled up in her car about 10 minutes later, she had, you know, pretty much walked over the whole parking lot in the area and came down the steps and was walking towards the car. And Laurel said, aren't you afraid she's going to run away? And I go, no, she's coming towards the car now. She knows you're here. And she got in the car. So sat down in between us and the car and, you know, participated. So.
So she really knows, she really is she has that intuitive sense that she uses. That's fabulous. And so when you first began with the animal communication, you started out with just communicating with Pooda, and then you moved on to actually realizing you could communicate with other animals. Is that right?
Yeah, she told me. I started to hear dolphin voices actually first, and I was at that time living in a little house in Mexico, in Baja, on the peninsula, and I was recovering from doing some healing work on myself after having some surgery. And I thought that I was kind of going crazy, kind of losing my mind. And then I adjusted to hearing Pooda's voice, you know, and realizing actually it was Pooty at the time, a male cat that later became Pooda, and thinking that this was pretty fun because all the cat wanted to talk about was creating heaven on earth, about how we can create more love and how we can share more love and how we can, you know, understand that raising our vibration, which is a word I didn't even understand at the time, is the most important thing we can do in our lives, and how, you know, we all came here to live in peace and harmony and not to have war. And I thought the words were really nice, and I wrote some poems and prayers down, but I thought that it must be for some future world, you know, because I didn't really understand at the time that what she was trying to do was just help me change my life, you know, and in changing my life that I might help somebody else. So that's how it started, but it seemed pretty...
VBS Radio.com.
Hi there, we're back. I guess we had very soft voices and now it's better. So again, if anybody's out there, I thought we had a caller, but somehow the caller hung up. But I'm here on the air live with Lori Rianne Anderson from Carlsbad, California, our animal communicator, as well as our whale and dolphin specialist and communicator, and also Akashic Records person, so consultant. So we're right here going to be talking about the records and how they changed Lori's life and how you can learn how to do work with your own records, as well as all the wonderful things that she has to share with us. We've got a little bit under an hour to talk, and if you'd like to call in, the call-in number for to talk directly to me, Donna Fox, or to Lori, is 415-762-1161. And or if you want to email a question, you're welcome to do that. And the email that you use to email me or us a question is info@akashicwisdom.com. So that's akashicwisdom.com, just like the program. Okay, let's get back to talking about Pooda and how Pooda assists you with your work.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yes. Okay.
Anyway. Yeah. So during those early years when I was first learning about how to use the skill, is Pooda was teaching me to listen to other voices, and the first voices that came to me were dolphins. And they were out in front of my house on the beach in Mexico. And I started to learn to experiment with their energies and, you know, speak to one directly and realize that he was responding with physical jobs or movement, you know, to let me know that he was hearing me or she was hearing me.
Uh-huh.
And that's how it started. And then I gradually became more confident in working with other people's animals and studied with Amelia Kincaid. Some of you may know her. She's written a couple of books on animal communication, and she lectures, and she gave me a lot of confidence, you know, and courage to go ahead and go forward with it and validating that I was hearing correctly. So I just encourage anyone who feels that they have this ability or want to develop this ability that it's our birthright, you know, to be telepathic with each other and with God and with the animals, with nature. And anybody can do it that sets their intention to activate that part of themselves, you know. It comes from our pineal gland, and it's really, really a wonderful thing to do.
And you actually have classes that you teach people how to do this, right? You just finished a class, and you maybe have some other ones coming up?
Yeah, I teach animal communication at least once a month out here in San Diego in different locations. And occasionally I'll teach a level two. And, of course, I do personal consultations with people and their animals and sometimes just with people.
Right.
And I take people on whale and dolphin excursions where I translate the messages of the whales in group messages. You know, they speak to humanity, generally speaking, and of the dolphins who speak to us individually and also in group messages about how we can live in harmony and in peace as they do. Dolphins are a good example of how to live in the pod mind. The pod mind, of course, is coming from the good of the many as opposed to the good of the one, where
uh-huh.
we intuitively know what another one needs because they're completely telepathic with each other. And there is no, you know, wondering what someone needs when you're telepathic. You know if they're hungry or if they need medicine or, you know, if they just need more love or they're going to have their baby or there to support them. And they live in beautiful communities of light.
That's great. That's great. Well, we have a caller on the line, Lori.
Wonderful.
Now, do you like to be called Lori or Rian, or does it make a difference, or what do you prefer?
Well, my earth name is Lori, so it's like the one I've had the longest, but my spiritual name is Rian, so I'm gradually moving over to it. So I prefer Rian.
Okay, Rian. Okay, good. All right. So hello, caller. How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good, and I'm glad you're on the air.
Where are you calling from?
I don't have a pet friend, and I don't swim with dolphins, so you're in another league.
Well, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Ellensburg, Washington.
Okay, and do you have a question for myself or for Lori?
Sure. I'm in a transition period. My best lady friend died a couple of months ago, and I'm interested in what the records might say about my capacity to attract another lady friend.
Okay, what is your name here? Just your first name. What's
my
your
name
first
is Don.
Don.
What's
okay,
that?
And how long has your partner been gone?
About 2 months.
I see. Okay. And so what I'm hearing is you're getting pretty lonely and you really want some companionship. Is that it?
Well, I'm not lonely or depressed. This was not a relationship that was physically intimate because of her frailty.
Uh-huh.
So the bonding wasn't that deep. But she was a saintly person.
I see. So what... And so what you want to know is, what kind of relationship do you want, Don?
Well, just someone who's emotionally close to me and would accept me for who I am. And
okay.
I prefer someone who is multi-talented and somewhat my equal in other capacities.
Okay, so what you want to know from the records is it possible for you to find another companion or another friend or what exactly is the question?
Yeah, what modifications do I need to make in myself? Or in what I do, or my plans to attract that new person. I generally espouse the simple living philosophy, so I would much prefer that the person be local.
Sure, and you live in Washington State, did you say, or New Jersey?
Yes, Ellensburg, Washington, which is
okay.
You know, 100 miles east of Seattle.
All right. Here's what I'm receiving from the records is really, it's really more about you actually opening your heart to yourself. There's what I'm hearing And again, I don't interpret anything, Don. If you've listened to the program before, when myself or anyone who works with the Akashic Records, again, like Lori or like Rayanne and myself, we don't interpret anything. We tell you exactly what we see or hear or sometimes feel. And so what's important for you, what I'm hearing, is that it's that at this point in your life, as you move forward in attracting a new relationship, it's going to be very important that you open your own personal heart to yourself. And what's really going to be also very important is that you give up any type of judgment that you're holding for yourself or anyone else. They're not telling me what that's about, but I'm just hearing that there may be some anger at, and I don't know who this is anger is toward, but it seems to be some anger or judgment you're holding around being willing to open your heart to someone. Do you understand what that's about?
No, I don't. I don't. That isn't clear to me. I recognize I've been growing in that direction, but my last best friend, who, by the way, I didn't live with, I thought that I had moved in that direction in a great way.
They're not saying that you haven't, but what they're saying is it's really about opening your heart to yourself, that you're carrying a lot of judgment for yourself. That's unnecessary. It's time for you to release any judgment or anger that you have at yourself, for either for missed opportunities or for something that didn't work out the way you expected. It's really about knowing that you're truly loved by spirit, they know that you're doing the best you can, and it's really about you knowing that you're doing the best you can. Can you identify
with
that?
I appreciate that way of looking at me, and I'll continue to explore in that direction.
Absolutely. Wait a second. Don't go. Rayanne, are you getting anything you'd like to share with Don?
Well, I have to agree with what I'm feeling or sensing is again, releasing any judgment of self or of the experience that you've shared. You just stay in acceptance and surrender to the love that you shared with this person and being open to attract that through your own vibration for someone in the future.
What is your concern that you won't find someone, Don?
Well, I'm not overly concerned. I'm not, because I'm working on it diligently.
Okay.
And I have for the last 30 years taken great pride in being open-hearted and open-minded.
Okay.
So
all right.
But maybe it takes even more to attract that Miss Wonderful.
Well, but what the record keepers are saying, what the master's teachers and loved ones are saying, is it's about you being open-hearted to yourself. It's about you really appreciating who you are.
Okay. I got
it. Yep. That's what they're saying, because you have a lot to
offer. I only have to hear something once, my sister.
That's great. Well, that's good. Okay. Well, I hope that was helpful.
And I certainly enjoy you being on the air at PBS.
Well, I thank you for listening, and please continue to do so. We love to get feedback. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. You know, what's interesting, Ryan, is that we all, have different areas that we work on a regular basis, and that sometimes when we're really trying to walk in our magnificence, we don't realize how magnificent we are.
Yes, this is true. We are sometimes our own worst critic,
right,
as opposed to our most beloved cheerleader.
Exactly. Exactly. And so that's perfect. That's exactly right. It's really about being our own beloved cheerleader. And so that, you know, that's a great message for our listeners, is how can you as a human being be your own beloved cheerleader for in this lifetime? I mean, what a great question that is for us to deal with. That's great. That's a great comment. We have another caller on the line. This is
wonderful.
Great. We're going to get a lot of callers. That's great.
Oh, I love it.
I do too. Hi, caller.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, pretty good, but I need some help.
Okay, well, we're here to help you.
I
where are you calling from?
Yeah, I was wondering what my Akashic records say, what my life purpose is, because I haven't a clue.
Okay, where are you calling from?
Near Akron, Ohio.
Oh, great. Yeah, you're in my neck of the woods. Okay, and what is your first name?
James.
J-A-M-E-S or J-A-N-E?
Yeah, J-A-M-E-S.
Okay, James. Okay, got it. Okay. All right, James. So you want to understand what your life purpose is. Is that correct?
Yes. Very much.
All right. Have you listened to the program before, or is this your first time?
It's the first time.
Good. Well, I'm glad you're here. All right, so what I'm going to do is give you what I'm hearing the master's teachers and loved ones of the Akashic Records have to say, and then we'll get what Rayan has to say. And so you know I don't know what this means, but I've got to tell you the picture they're showing me. There's a lot of times where I'll get a picture, and again, because it's not my stuff, I don't understand what it means. But I'm seeing a person laying on their stomach on a massage table, and you have one hand on this person's back, and you have another hand is like painting on a canvas, like a picture, and there seems to be what I'm hearing, there's a synergy of art and healing. And then they're showing me musical notes. And now they're showing me flowers. Do you know what any of this means?
No, I mean,
how does that relate to you?
I've heard a little bit about that, but I mean, I really don't have a clue, you know, what all that, you know, I mean, I know massage, I've had some orthobiotomy treatments. I'm not an artist, that's for sure.
Well, it's not about so much being an artist.
Essence.
You know, the idea is it's really, when something like that comes forward, it's really more about how does that make you feel? Does it make you feel creative? Are you, in other words, like it's not for me to interpret so much as for you to feel what the words are telling you.
Well, I mean, it kind of feels good, but I mean, it doesn't seem, you know, I don't know how to connect with it in a way. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm doing electrical assembly, which is
okay.
Really boring. I've had too much of that technical stuff and being analytical and stuff, and I don't think I'm anywhere near what my calling is, even
what do you
though I don't
do?
Know what it is.
But what
and
do you want
I'm
to
looking,
do?
I'm looking, you know, for something that will transform my life, really change it, and hopefully help others to transform. I think it might have something to do with that, but I'm not able to really find anything to transform my life. And I just heard about Theta Healing, and then I did a Google search, and your name came up, and I did it for Cleveland, Ohio, and your name came up, and so, you know, that's how I came to the show.
Okay.
But well, I'm not clear at all in, you know, how to connect to that, what my life purpose is. I believe it's very important. You don't have to convince me of that, but the Akashic Record, I'm thinking I might have past life trauma or something that is holding me back, or something spiritual that for some reason I'm not moving forward in my life. And I don't have a clue about how to undo it. You know? I mean,
right.
Consciously I want to do that, but subconsciously I don't know.
But in other words, if you could do anything in the world that you wanted to do, if education and money were not an issue, what would you want to do? What would bring you the most joy?
Well, I mean, I'm interested in holistic healing and research
right.
and development, that kind of thing. But,
okay.
you know, like, even though all the stuff that I've done over the years still hasn't really paid off, is what I'm saying. I haven't found anything that really transforms the life. That's what I'm really looking for, is something that will transform my life, my beliefs, even, you know, just changing some beliefs on a fundamental level, I haven't been able to do. I took the Avatar course, you know, 10 years ago. Didn't do anything for me. I mean, I've done many different things, NLP and hypnosis and all this, subliminals, affirmations, visualizations. None of it really has amounted to anything. And so I'm looking for something that, you know, I'm hoping the State of Healing, I'm new, very new to that. I'm hoping that that might do something, but I know it could be still a belief inside that is still creating a wall or something. But I'm trying to find a way to get beyond it. So that's why I'm coming to you with
sure.
Akashic Records. Maybe, you know, with a past life, you might be able to tap into something that I can't.
So this particular, the block that you're feeling, what I'm getting, is not about a past life necessarily. It's really about your ability to receive happiness in this lifetime. And there seems to be something going on. Like, you know, it's very interesting. What they're telling me, and it's very similar to what the caller right beforehand, it's really about opening your heart to be and being willing to receive. It's receiving from a higher level of divinity. It's almost like feeling that it's moving into being willing to receive your own, own divinity. It's about the connecting with your higher being and to understand what brings you joy.
Yeah, now I had an experience about 7.5 years ago with rapid eye technology, and after about 4 or 5 sessions, I was able to get really into the present moment, where I was able to connect with Source and
uh-huh.
feel, you know, peace and joy, bliss, just really connected, a whole body experience, you know, no judgment, no mental or emotional crap, nothing. I mean, it was
right.
it was beautiful.
Okay.
That was fantastic, but it's not happened since, and I've been wanting to know how do I get back in touch with that. I mean, it was the most beautiful experience in my life, and I know it.
Yeah.
It's important, but I haven't a clue. Like I said, I'm clueless.
So when you experienced that bliss, what did you say brought you there?
Well, I don't remember. I mean, like 7.5 years, I'm not sure how I made the connection. I probably was doing research on the internet, and then I called a lady that she was living in Cleveland, and I went to one of her seminars, and then I got interested in that, went to have sessions with her. So, you know, and I just, after, like I said, 4 or 5 sessions, and then it happened. And I mean, beforehand, I never thought that was going to happen. You know.
And have you continued to practice?
I never knew I never knew what the present moment really is. And it's what most people don't even have a clue what it is.
Right.
If they haven't had my experience, you know.
Well, living in the present
really
moment
amazing.
Is blissful.
It's like a standing still in time, in
uh-huh.
a sense, you know? And nothing, my outer life, what was happening in my life with relationships or career, none of that mattered. It's like a connection with Source or God, whatever you want to call it. And it was totally awesome. I was like a kid in the candy factory. I mean, it was amazing. It's hard to put words to it. But anyways, I'd like to be able to get back with it. But my thing is, being in the life purpose, if you know what it is and you can do it, then you're probably closer to that all the time.
Right, but you have to understand something.
How to really find it.
You have to understand that. That there are many ways to find purpose, and that it's really about you finding what brings you the most joy. You see, when we come into this lifetime, there are many choices we can make around joy. For someone else outside of your body to tell you what your purpose is taking your power away.
Yeah, but see, I don't feel I have any power almost. I feel
right.
Like my parents told me what to do, and basically I didn't stand up to them, and
uh-huh.
I just did what they said, and I hated it. Okay, and this was Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts band, marching band, D-Malay, college prep, the whole nine yards. They told me what to do, and I did it. And I think that's kind of locked me into not being advanced, in a sense.
Well, that's what
you know,
the record...
Not living my life.
Yeah, that's what the master's teachers and loved ones are saying, is it's about you at this point in your life looking over and doing a personal inventory about what brings you the most joy and what do you allow yourself to receive. It's about allowing yourself to receive that joy rather than having someone tell you what to do. That's exactly what they just were saying.
Mm-hmm.
Ray,
yeah,
Rayon, do you have something you'd like to...
I don't know what I really enjoy doing is what I'm saying. I get on the computer, I do research and stuff like that, but it's not necessarily what I really want to do. There's nothing that I've done in my past I can say, wow, this is 100%, this is what I do. If I, you know, can do this all the time, I do it. No, it's not that way.
No, and that's not what they're saying. You just have to listen for a minute, okay? The idea here is moving into your life to understand what brings you joy. It's not a knock on the head that says, oh, my God, I want to do this for the rest of my life. It's about gathering information about what makes you feel good, because there's more than just one thing in life that makes you feel good. And so it's about looking and gathering that information about what makes you feel good so that you can come together with a pattern of what can bring that to you. It's part of your journey in this lifetime has to do with you gathering information about what brings you joy. That's what's going to elevate your soul's information. It's really about, what they're showing me is like a maze. And you're in this maze trying to figure out which way to go, yet it's almost like if you would just kind of, what they're showing me is you closing your eyes, you're taking a deep breath and trusting that as you walk forward, you'll be safe. And if you run into a part of the maze, you just take another turn. And it's about moving through the maze to find the pieces of joy to put together in the puzzle of life. So just hold on to that thought for a moment. Rayon, do you have anything you'd like to share?
I have a deep sense and feeling, I think, from the masters and teachers that, James, that you have kind of an innate, natural ability within you for healing, that you're attracted to the healing arts and, you know, you're doing this research and investigative type of research about the healing arts because this is something you intuitively know that you're good at, if you will. I think that the first vision that Donna got with you with the person on the massage table, I think that you might want to explore some of the energy healing techniques that are available, including, I'm just going to throw some stuff out there, it might be matrix energetics, which is quantum healing. I think your left brain would agree with that. You know, people that are analytical seem to really grab onto that and then go into to the right brain and understanding about the quantum field, you know, and healing. And then I also maybe Reiki or, I mean, there's so many different energy modalities that are being developed and being expanded upon. I also feel you have a great capacity for service. You said
right.
that you're not going to find true fulfillment in your life until you find a way to give back to others with what's within you. But first we have to discover what that is or what they are. I don't even see it as being one thing. Like Donna said, I think it's an exploration in consciousness for you and moving into what feels good. If it feels good, go deeper. You know, go right, go left, go forward with it. If it doesn't feel good, don't waste one more minute on it. And you'll find yourself gradually following the joy, following the passion, and moving out of things in your life, as we all are now, all of us that are following the light are moving out of the 3D things and moving into things that do bring us love and pleasure and joy and our connection to service to others, because that's when we truly find happiness, is when we're sharing it. This goes clear back to what I was saying when I very first started hearing my cat Kuda. She said, "What makes love real on earth?" And I said, "I don't know. I don't even know if I can ever love anyone again because I was in such a state of pain." And she said, "You know what's going to make it real for you is sharing." And I didn't get that at the time, but I do now. And each day that you can share more of yourself, whatever that is, with another, you'll find more joy and you'll feel more purpose and energy running through you, and you'll find your power. And your power is your connection to source, you know, your connection to God. It's there. It's never been shut off. It's just how we connect to it.
And you know what else too, Jim, is that this is this time in your life, what the master's teachers and loved ones are telling me and showing me is that part of that canvas that they were showing has to do with you expanding your own personal creativity and however that means to you, that your life is a blank canvas and that you can create it any way you want. So it's about experimenting with creativity and realizing that you never have to listen to anybody again. It's never, from this point forward, it's never about asking permission from anyone. It's only about really moving forward in different things that help you feel good. So that you are, that what is important right now, and this, I'm so glad you called because this is a real theme that the listeners out there need to hear, that freedom is about really claiming your joy and claiming the pieces of your own puzzle to put together to understand what the different dimensions and levels of joy you have. So as much as you research, it's really about noticing the different nuances that bring you happiness, that bring you curiosity, that make you smile. And it's putting all those things down. It's really documenting them so you can see where the patterns lie. It's not about somebody saying, "Okay, James, go be a healer and you'll be happy," because there's more to it than that, because there's many dimensions to you. And so it's about right now, it's about you gathering information about what you're curious about, what makes your heart sing, and where you want to expand to. And what Lori Rayon said, it was absolutely perfect. Go toward what makes you feel good and don't spend one second longer if you don't love it. If it doesn't feel good, stop doing it and move on to something
else.
Don't
do it. Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Including washing the dishes.
Well, you don't need permission.
No, I don't
want to
get into that.
Yeah, and you don't. You know, you said that you felt that you'd always done what your parents told you to do. And that's okay, but forgive yourself now for whatever reason you feel bad about not taking your freedom sooner. It's okay. I mean, all we have is today. There is only now. So don't spend one more minute punishing yourself or feeling bad about that. And know that every experience in your life has brought you to this moment, and this moment is where it changes for you. This moment is where you can choose again.
And you have permission to never ask permission again.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what's so important for you.
Your heart thing. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and from, I don't care who it is, even if somebody says, well, you know what you should do? You should do this, you should do that. It's really about, thank you for your information, but I'm not sure I need your opinion right now.
Right.
Or, thank you for that information, I'll try it. Or, thank you for that information, and if you really hate it, say, I no longer need your information.
Right.
But I am a free being to experiment with what brings me joy.
You know, and the beauty of this planet that we're on right now at this time is the free will zone. Not every
yeah.
planet has. It's your right to discover what makes you happy.
Yeah.
Free will.
But, I mean, do you think it's a past life might be holding me back?
No.
And finding what?
No.
No?
No. It's not any. It's got nothing to do with the past life. Let me tell you the reality of that. Whenever we come into a lifetime, the past lives that we had only can give us information about what we like and what we don't like. There are times where past lives can affect our current life in a very big way. However, that's a soul's choice of experience. Your lifetime is about you choosing freedom and creativity. That's why you chose the parents that you did. Because what they did is they constricted you. And now is a time for you to really explore no longer being constricted. And this lifetime is about expansion. And don't let anybody tell you that you did something wrong in the past and that's what's holding you back. Because that's just a bunch of baloney.
It is.
For you. Okay?
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. Gloria, you were going to say something? Rayon?
I'm sorry?
Were you going to say something?
I just want to remind you of how important your freedom is. I mean,
yeah.
if you think of what we're all seeking is a deeper and more profound connection to source energy, to our creator, to
right.
that which we came from, if you will. And the only thing that will get you there is freedom. God is free.
God is love.
God is love. And
yeah.
you are that. So, and you're in a country as well where, you know, you can pretty much do or become anything that you want to become. I mean, we don't have a lot of restrictions here, as in many parts of the world do. So take what you got and run with it, you know, explore, enjoy, expand. And if it feels good, you know, ask for more. If it doesn't, say, okay, never mind, not going to do that.
And take that and by saying, thank you for showing me what I don't want.
Right.
Move deep into gratitude.
Valid too.
And don't beat yourself up by it. Just go deep into gratitude for more information about what you don't want.
I used to say when I was a kid, I think I make more mistakes than anybody I know, and my mom used to say, well, that's because you try more things than most people do. That's a good way to look at it. So don't be afraid to try something new just because you might not like it. Just do it.
Okay. Can you tell me if there was a recent past life where I was a woman or something and it had a big effect on me, making me want to be a woman in this lifetime? Because I'm wondering about that, you know, my sexuality and stuff.
I'll tell you something, James. Those kind of questions are important questions for you, but they're not something that I can get into that deep on the radio. We basically have 15 minutes longer, and I need to go on to some other subjects with Rayon. But here's what I would like to suggest. Again, having your full legal name is going to give us a lot deeper information than just your first name. And so what I would like to suggest is that you contact me privately, and we can go into a much deeper exploration about what your soul's purpose is around your sexuality, because that's something that you want to take some time with, and that's not a quick 1-2 answer. Okay?
Okay. So, I mean, you could help me that privately.
Absolutely. And just email me or call my private number is 216-691-1233, and I'd be happy to do a telephone consultation or to help you privately. And you can also email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, and I can certainly help you. And I can send you some information also about my work. And we can set something up, and absolutely, the Akashic record can definitely help you understand the deeper meanings of your sexuality.
because, I mean, I'm not sure about that, and I think even that could possibly affect me.
That'll open up a lot for
I
you.
Don't,
absolutely. There's a
I
lot
mean,
of repressed stuff that needs to be opened up.
Well, that's
what
I'm
getting.
Wondering about.
Yeah.
I realize that you may not be able to do it on the air tonight and all that stuff.
Right.
But I'm just saying,
it would be good for you. It's not going to help you.
Yeah. I mean, is the possibility that you could help me really see what's going on in my life and how to move forward.
Absolutely. That's what working with the Akashic Records all are about. That's exactly what it's about. There's more involved here than just what meets the eye, and that's what the Akashic Records information helps you find out.
You know, and some of the beliefs that I have,
right.
And how they constrict me.
Right, exactly.
Really what I want is freedom, like you were
exactly.
talking about. I really right. want some freedom, because I haven't really experienced that freedom.
Right.
You know, and so, I mean, but I'm, because I've been in the box, I want to know how to get out. And I mean
exactly.
really get out.
And that's why working privately would really be helpful to you.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I'll do that then.
All right. Yes.
All right.
I look forward to hearing from you.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Right. Thank
you for
your call.
Thank you for your call. It was
right,
it was so helpful for a lot of people out there. So, yes, absolutely. I look forward to working with you, James. Bye-bye. I think he hung up. Okay, so getting back to you, Ms. Rayon.
Sure,
these are great calls. I love the calls. Yeah,
you had some good questions, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, there's only so much that can be helped with from on the air with people, only because, number one, there's some real private things that need to be expressed one-on-one rather than over the Internet. And
yeah.
That's number one. Number two, when people call in, if they, you know, if I have their first and last legal name, then it's so much easier for the Akashic record aspect of that person to be exposed, you know, and again, we know too that whenever we do a one-on-one consultation, that we always ask for the person's current legal name and it's their current legal name and the questions
right.
that get us to the right area of the records. So we have like around 10 or 15 minutes left on this show. So let's talk a little bit about your whale trips and about me coming and why you want me to come back and
yeah.
all
yeah,
that.
Let's talk about, since we don't have a long time, let's talk about your trip to San Diego. For
okay.
everybody that's listening that didn't know, Donna is coming out to San Diego in just a few weeks. She's coming to do a lecture, which is Wednesday night on April 28th in Oceanside, California, and then she's going to do a level one workshop where you learn to open your own personal Akashic records using a Mayan prayer.
Yeah,
and
it's a sacred prayer.
This will be my third time taking level one, and each time I've taken it, you know, I go deeper, I learn more, even though I've done it now for several years and I've done level two, I'm looking forward to taking it again, and I would encourage people, even from a distance, if it's not too late, you know, in your life, to consider a trip to San Diego. It's one of the most beautiful cities in the world, and come out and take the course, you know.
There's still 3 weeks out, right? It's May 1st.
Yeah.
May
1st and 2nd is the level one workshop. And,
right.
It's a two-day event. You'd have to, you know, plan the weekend to come and study with us. But it's really the reason I'm on the air and on the radio show now is because of meeting Donna a few years back and having this work literally transform my spiritual progress and change my life. So, I can't say enough good about the Akashic Records. It's the recorded journey of your soul over every lifetime, and having access to your own personal Akashic Records is a pretty good thing to have in your life. It's really not comparable to anything else, is it?
I'm sorry to hear what you said.
I said it's really not comparable to anything else. It's
no.
a special tool that people
right.
have to really kind of wrap your mind around what it's about, you know?
Yeah. Right, because people seem to think that sometimes it's just about past lives, or maybe it's psychic and the futures, and it's really it's more than all of that, because it's really more about helping us understand what all of our choices are, so that we can make the choices to create our future. That's one of the pieces, and then it's insight into the direction our life, the choices our life can go. It's like what the record keepers told you years ago about the whales.
Yes. Can I tell that story?
Oh, yeah, please do this. I love this story. I love to hear it because it's such a great story. Yeah.
It is a great story. Okay, so I was at a point in my life where I had only studied level one, which is what we're recommending to all of you, which is where you learn to open your own personal Akashic records. But Donna has been teaching level two and level three, and she's a certified teacher through Akashic Records International. And, you know, we also became friends, and she had heard me tell all the different stories over the years when I lived in Baja, Mexico, and I had all these wonderful experiences with the whales and dolphins and learned to communicate with them. And so she said, well, I want to go to Mexico. So she came to visit me, and we did a workshop, and then we decided to take a couple of days and drive down to Baja. And I took her down to the area called La Salina, if any of you know Baja. It's 52 miles south of the border. And we stayed there at the cantina, remember? And
It was so great. We listened to the ocean. The ocean was right outside our door. Oh, it was wonderful.
I was so blessed in those years to live right on the beach and have this beautiful beachfront home. Oh, God is good. So anyway, we went out on the jetty. We walked out on the jetty that was being built during the years I lived there to create a harbor for these small boats to come in. And you can open, after taking level two, you can open the records of land if it's public land, or open the records of land if it's privately owned and you have permission with the owner. And she opened the records of the land where I had all these incredible experiences with whales and dolphins and angels and celestial beings. It was just, it was a great time in my life, as times go. And she sat there on this big rock and she said to me, the record keepers are showing me that you have a potential to take people out on whale and dolphin boat trips, and you're going to be bringing through the messages of the whales and the dolphins to the people. And I just rolled on the ground and laughed and laughed and laughed, and I said, well, you have the wrong person because I get seasick. And, I mean, I'm talking seasick. I've tried all my life up until that point to go out on boats, and I got air sick and I got car sick, and, you know, I used to call myself the vomit queen. I mean, I was just, it was horrible. It was horrible. I mean, you don't even want to know how horrible it was. It was horrible. So I laughed and laughed, and a couple of years went by, and I ended up working with Grandma Chandra, who's one of the super sentient kids, and James Twyman. And long story short, a couple of different shamans did readings for me, and they said that my name was Standing Whale Mother, and that it was my destiny to speak for the whales. And I was like, that's great. You know, I didn't know much about whales. I was just starting to learn about dolphins. I was like, well, you know, that all sounds nice, pie in the sky, right? But I was like, I don't know what they're talking about. Anyway, it came to pass. I mean, we don't have time to tell the whole long story, but I decided to give it a shot at one point. I just felt I was supposed to do it, and I had formed a healing center at that time. I had a lot of support around me, and the first trip was, I think now, it's been like 5 years ago.
Wow,
and I had my friend,
really
Grandma Chandra,
sure,
and her mother, and I said, well, what's the worst-case scenario? The first one we do together, if I get sick, at least she'd be there to do the messages, because she's, you know, a master teacher as well, so... And I did it. All of the seasickness went away. It was, had been healed. I mean, and I've never been seasick except once since then. And it was really, really, really rough. And everyone else was sick, too. So, but for the most part, I don't have any motion sickness anymore. And
wow.
I really enjoy being out on the boats. And that particular part of the reading of the Akashic Records became part of my life now. It's huge. So, and to take it to another level, it's not like my story will become your story. But what I want to say to all of you is, that if you're good at something in this life, like Pluto always says, if there's no such thing as a prodigy. She says it's mastery that you've achieved in other lives that you bring forward into this life.
Mm-hmm.
So people kept telling me that were intuitives and the Akashic Records that I had this destiny with the whales and dolphins. And I can't even imagine my life now without that. I mean, it's become my life.
Well, you know,
I just want to say to all of you, I mean, if you want to bring the mastery from other lifetimes into this lifetime, it would really behoove you to open your Akashic Records in some way, with a reading with Donna, or taking the workshop and learning how to do it yourself, or both. Because this is really important information that you've lived in other lives that you can benefit from knowing in this life.
Well, you know what else, too, what I'm getting, Rayon, too, as we're talking, is one of the things the master teachers and loved ones want you to know is that every time you connect with the whale energy and the dolphin energy, you're actually healing many levels of many levels of a rift, what they're calling a rift, between the human and the sentient beings. There's a rift of communication, and every time you go out on the boat or every time you bring a message forth from the whales and the dolphins, it's actually healing a part of the. They're just calling it a rift. It's not like there's any anger. It's not about that. It's just about that there's been a
separation.
It's a separation. It's almost like a tearing of the veil of consciousness between the whale and dolphin energy and the human energy,
and
you
never
are part of
that.
Healing it. Pardon me?
It just happened because we're so far apart in time.
Right, right. Yeah.
I mean, they've been here so long, and they're so evolved. I mean, and we've just been here a scratch of time in comparison to them.
And the thing is that your work is actually helping to heal that and bridge that gap.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're making every effort they can, particularly the dolphins right now, you know, to reach out and talk to people. You walk into any store, you're going to see dolphin calendars and dolphin T-shirts and statues of dolphins. And so the vibration of the planet is allowing us now, you know, almost every single person that wants to can be telepathic with dolphins because they're easy to talk to. They're so easy and they're so loving.
Right, right. And their energy is so important for us to really reclaim our joy.
Yes, they're the ambassadors of joy.
They are the ambassadors of joy, absolutely, absolutely.
They are. I mean, you can't even think about a dolphin and not smile. They're just happiness.
That's right.
You're laughing already.
Well, you know, the thing is that when people come to that lecture on Wednesday, you know, I'm going to be bringing forth a message from the masters, teachers, and loved ones, just specifically for that group gathered, and people can ask questions there. And then for anybody who is going to be in the area, I have some special pricing available to do individual consultations. Even though there's not a lot of time, I'm going to be doing not only 1 hour but half hour consultations so that more people have a chance if they want to come together and work with me. But we also want to give your name and telephone number out so that people can contact you because you've got a dolphin trip, a whale trip coming up on the 24th of April, right?
Yes, I do. On Saturday, April 24th, we're going out. I go about every 2 to 3 weeks out from Orange County, Dana Point, because there's more dolphins off the coast of Southern California now than anywhere else in the world. It's so amazing. So we encourage you to come out, and we do a meditation. We do. I give everyone group messages, and then people receive a personal message as well, either on the boat or when they get home, if they want one. Most people do want one, and so that's pretty amazing. So that's on April 24th, and then if you can email Donna, or I can give you. Should I give my phone number?
Oh, sure, absolutely. Give your phone number.
Okay, so you can call or email us, and we can put you on our email list to receive, you know, updates on future dolphin and whale boat trips and other events we're doing. Okay, so my phone number is 619-271-9461. That's 619-271-9461. And my email is Pudi's Place. That's P like in Paul, UDDYSPLACE @yahoo.com. And we have a new website that's coming up here, hopefully any moment. It's Lauri Reion, LauriReion.com.
You got a new website.
So I also wanted to say, if people want to travel to San Diego and you're worried about the cost, Donna and I have done some research on availability. And there's some pretty reasonable places to stay.
Right.
So you can contact Donna or myself and ask about that. I mean, and San Diego, again, is an incredible place to visit. So we want to encourage you guys to come.
Take 2 minutes and talk about Super Kids Day.
Okay, so one of the things I do with Puda, that's my cat again, is I work whenever I can. With kids and helping them understand their incredible natural telepathic abilities and their healing abilities. The children that are being born now, as many of you already know, are great masters and teachers. Many of them have waited a long time to incarnate on this planet till the vibration was high enough. So it's really important that we as adults help guide these kids and help them find their way, you know, and encourage them to practice their telepathic abilities with animals and with other people who see them for who they are, help them remember who they really are, and also their natural healing ability. So we're going to have a fun day in Escondido at Kit Carson Park on Sunday, April 25th, from 1 to 5 o'clock. It's open to the public. It's free. We're going to have a potluck there at Kit Carson Park at 1 o'clock. And then we have all the bells and whistles. You know, we're going to do some dowsing, and we have crystals, and I have Puda will be there. That's my cat again, and she's going to guide it. And mostly we don't have any problem after about 15, 20 minutes with the kids and the teenagers being able to hear Puda's voice. She's a great sender. And she'll guide us in all kinds of fun activities to play with the energy balls and, you know, to see kids healing kids, for starters, you know.
That's great.
And,
that's absolutely
just playing with the energies and connecting with the nature divas, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And looking at new ways to approach education, we have quite a few school teachers coming. So if you're a tutor or a teacher and you'd like to come, you don't have to have kids to come. You just come and play with us and have some fun.
Well, that's the and unfortunately, I couldn't get the right flights to come in for either one of those things, and I'm feeling really sad. I just got to have to come back for another whale trip and stuff like
another
that.
Another one.
So I'll just have to do it again. And I'm actually getting into L.A. on Monday, and I will be in San Diego Tuesday, and so again, I will be available for consultations from Wednesday until Friday, and. A consultation, actually, a telephone consultation comes with the cost of the workshop. So that's something also that people want to think about. You know, we've given them a lot of things
very
to think
valuable.
About here.
I mean, listen to my story and you'll know, well, where would I be without that consultation, huh?
Okay, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, it's important to talk to the Lords of the Akasha whenever you can.
Yeah, and one of the nice things is at the end of the weekend, anyone who takes the class is going to have all the tools they need to access their own personal Akashic records daily for the rest of their lives. So that's they'll have all that information. That's really a wonderful tool to have, as you said. And I
you'll
know
be surprised how
life.
Easy it is. Everyone thinks it's going to be hard. It's not.
Yeah.
It's not hard.
Yeah, it is easy. That's true. So, well, we are out of time. My gosh. Oh, this hour has just gone fast.
Yeah, it's gone fast.
Okay, so I'm just going to say, okay, if you want to call me, you can also get a hold of Rayon. You can call me personally at 216-691-1233, or you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. Well, I want to thank you so much for being on the show again, Rayon. We're going to have you back again, you know, and I'm going to be broadcasting, you know, on May 2nd. I'm going to be there in San Diego, so that we'll be broadcasting from beautiful California on that day. But next week, I want everybody to have a wonderful, miracle-filled week. Please give Puda a hug and kiss for me and Samuel as
well. Okay, well, she's right here. She says hi, everybody.
Sweet. Hey, Pudi. And so I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, we close the records of the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show on April 11th, 2010, by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. If you'll all join me in saying amen.
Amen.
Amen. Have a miracle-filled week. Tune in next week, and if you have any other questions, email me during the week. I'm sorry there were questions that were in the email that we didn't get a chance to get, and we'll cover them next week. So thanks again for listening. Tell your friends and have a wonderful, wonderful week. Your
thanks,
love.
Donna. It was great.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Lori. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.